I'm a pregnant 28-year-old woman, and my husband told me he's in love with my sister. I don't know why this is happening to me. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell to turn on notifications. My sister and I had a terrible life growing up with a passive mother and a terrorizing stepfather. My sister was my protector and role model since none of the adults were. She tried to shift my stepdad's hurtful and horrible treatment on her when he got sloshed so that he wouldn't hurt me. When she left for college, she let me stay in her bed while she slept on the floor in her student room the days I managed to run away from home. When I turned 16, she let me move in with her permanently. We never saw our parents again. My husband is very similar to my sister. They're both very calm and kind, both very intelligent. They have the same sense of humor, love the same music, books, movies, and games. It's like a weird, perverted thing that I found the male version of my sister to fall in love with. They get along very well, and that was so important to me because they're my only family. We got married a year ago after 6 years together, and I'm 27 weeks pregnant now with our first baby. My sister, who's 32 by the way, met her boyfriend, who's 30, a few years ago. He got along very well with me and my husband, although I always felt that my husband never really liked the guy. When I asked him once why he didn't like him, he just got flustered and told me that he didn't know it was noticeable and apologized. He told me he just didn't think he was good enough for her. Her boyfriend proposed to her last night, to my sister. We were just having pizzas and they were having brewskis in my sister's balcony, and the boyfriend just suddenly went down on his knees and took out a ring. She was very surprised, but happy all the same, and said yes. When we went back home, my husband was a little bit tipsy. He told me he wasn't tired, and that he was going to have one more brewski and watch TV, and that I should go to bed. I went back to the living area, and he was sitting there crying. I asked him what was going on, and he told me that he was in love with my sister, has been for years, and that he knew how wrong this was. He told me that he loved me very much and promised to be a good husband and father to our daughter. He slept on the couch. He's still sleeping now. I am shocked and full of anxiety. I don't know what to do or how to feel about this. My sister, should I tell her? Nothing can be the same again, but she's my only family and my best friend. And my husband, is this over? I have been so blind. Now I see everything. Of course he's in love with her. How could I be shocked now? Can I save this marriage and my baby? I promised her a better life than the one I had. I promised her kind and loving parents. I can't let her come into this world with estranged parents and new people in their lives. What can I do? Then there was an update. He is awake now and I have spoken to him. He apologized for hurting me last night. He said that he just felt despair, like he had something very beloved and important in his life that he lost and he was mourning it. He told me that he loved me very much and he wanted for this to work for us and the baby. I asked him if he loved her more than he loved me, and he just said it's a different type of love. I asked him if he could choose between me or her, and he said that he would choose me. I asked him if he thought that she was more beautiful, and he said that I'm conventionally more attractive. I asked him if he has stayed with me all of these years to be near her. He said I was being unfair to him because he did love me. I asked him if he's okay never seeing her again. He teared up, but then said he would do anything to save this marriage. He then added that he never really had a mother or a female figure in his life. That's probably why he was attached to her, because she is very warm and loving. I asked him, do you love her as a mother figure, or do you want to sleep with her? He didn't want to answer. I asked him if he fantasized about her while sleeping with me. He refused to answer at first, but then said, why are you doing this to yourself? I asked him if he will lose interest in me if she's out of our lives and it's just us. He looked like he was thinking about this for the first time, and then he said that he chose me and my baby. He wants to start therapy and counseling because he thinks this marriage is salvageable. The next update. We had a dinner with my sister and her new fiance. My husband was unusually silent and didn't initiate any talk with my sister, and he barely looked at her. It was a nice dinner. My sister is too happy to notice anything with her engagement and trip tomorrow. Before she went, however, my husband hugged her longer than usual. He told her he was happy for her and wished her a great trip, all while hugging her. Then he held her hand and told her, I didn't congratulate you properly yesterday because I was sloshed. And then he congratulated her again. He started tearing up again. Then he hugged my sister's fiance and congratulated him. He was silent on our way home. He told me he loved me when we got back and that he will do anything to make this work, that I shouldn't make any decisions while hurt. We are starting couples therapy. I want him to be 100% honest. He asked me not to tell anyone about his confession because it meant nothing. I told him that I didn't want my sister around anymore if I would give him a a chance. He asked me how this would work when we're always together. She will suspect something and he doesn't want me to tell her because he's embarrassed. I told him he could just minimize his interactions with her. I told him to sleep on the couch again tonight because I haven't made up my mind about my next move yet, and that until then, it's the couch for him. Then there was another update about her decision. I don't think I have enough information to make a new post, but I have gone down through all the comments. I asked my husband for separation because I need to be in my own space to make my decision. We're also starting marriage counseling. Whether we stay together or not, I want to know everything that he has been withholding from me. He thinks I'm torturing myself, but he's wrong. I'm tortured with half-truths. With marriage counseling, I'm hope I could get to the bottom of his feelings in a safe environment. He cried when I told him that I wanted to separate. He told me he has lost everything in one day because of a sloshed, tipsy confession that meant nothing. He loves me and wants to be with me. He suggested that we move away. He has had job offers in other cities on several occasions. He said this could be our new start. We were renovating the basement this summer to make it a guest room because our current guest room is being turned into a baby room. He will live in the basement. It has separate entrances and the mini kitchen is almost finished. I have decided not to tell my sister about any of this. This is my battle and my marriage. I love my sister so much, but I'll be honest here. I resent her. I'm jealous of her and I think I always have been jealous of her. She's a way better person than I am. I hate that I've never had the chance to return the favor as she's always been perfect and never needed help. I resent that she isn't as angry as I am about the injustice that we had to endure. I hate that she's so good to me and my husband. I hate that she sees how much of a better person she is, and I hate that I don't blame her for him loving her instead of me. And here is the aftermath to the whole situation of my husband confessing to being in love with my sister. Hi, I was here about a month ago with my woe about my husband breaking down and confessing that he was in love with my sister and has been for years. The short version is that we're getting a divorce and that he doesn't want to have anything to do with our daughter. After my sister's engagement and his confession, he made me a promise that he will love me and that he's going to do all in his power to be a good and loving husband and father. He didn't want me to tell my sister anything because he was embarrassed, and we slowly started to plan a future together in another city. He was already getting a better job offer in the other city, and now he thought it was time to move on. I agreed. We started marriage counseling. I told my sister that we were moving, and she was very distraught, but she, as always, didn't object and supported me. I didn't know if she felt it was weird that my husband wasn't hanging with us anymore, but she never asked. She was probably just busy with her own happiness and the changes in her life. After her vacation, she came home and told me everything. She was pregnant and she was glowing. And that was the reason for this sudden engagement. Her fiance wanted to get married before the baby was born. She asked me to keep it a secret. She probably didn't mean even for my husband, but I kept it a secret anyway, because she was waiting for the second trimester to make the announcement. She finally broke down crying, however, about me moving away when she needed me the most, but then later apologized for being selfish. She understood that we needed to provide the best life for my daughter, including finding better jobs elsewhere. I cried for a whole week. A week ago, my husband was in a job interview in the other city, and he was going to stay there for the week to sign a lease to a new apartment. We thought we could try out the new life before selling our house to buy a new one there. My sister and her boyfriend made the announcement that they were expecting last Tuesday, the day after my husband's interview. Not 30 minutes later, my husband called me. He was sloshed, and he was crying and asking if it was true and if I knew. He called me a cruel liar for not telling him. He said it was so unfair. My sister's fiance is a loser and he didn't deserve her. Her fiance is a carpenter and my sister is a pediatrician, and he told me he needed to be alone for a while, so he switched off his phone. On Friday, he texted me that he didn't want to be with me anymore and that he didn't want to be in my daughter's life. He was sorry but couldn't do it anymore. He said if I agreed to free him from his responsibilities as a father, he will give me the house. I tried calling him, but he switched his phone off again. I cried all night. Yesterday morning, my sister called me to ask what's up. My husband has asked her to meet up with him because he wanted to tell her something that he couldn't say over the phone, that he was coming over on Monday to see her. She asked me what was going on, but I was too tired to tell her anything. She and her fiance are coming over today, and I will probably need to tell her everything now. And this is the final update. My sister was here and I told her everything. I got help from showing her parts of what I have written here because honestly, I'm too tired to go into details about what I've been going through all of these weeks. I told her that my husband was going to call asking to meet her, probably probably to tell her that he loved her, or maybe something more sinister so she needed to stay away from him. Her fiance was on the edge of his seat with anger. My sister was just crying and apologizing and trying to hug and stroke my hair. I hated her touch, but I don't know why. I know nothing is her fault. I told my sister that now that I warned her, I want to be on my own for a while and I don't want to be in contact with any of them. I have been thinking about moving to another city. There's a small town that one of my best high school friends lives in after getting married. It's up north and everything is bigger and better and cheaper. I can easily find a small rental unit until the divorce is final, and I can easily get a job there. If I can manage a place there, I can give birth up there with zero stress. I've texted my husband that I've told my sister everything and that both her and her fiance are not happy. He called me an hour later. He apologized and told me that he didn't mean to freak her out. He just wanted to see her and say goodbye, but that he wouldn't bother her if she felt scared. He's still the same man and wouldn't let anything happen to her. He didn't ask about me or my baby. He's staying in the new place and he's starting his new job in September. He thought he would come back to say goodbye before moving to his new city permanently. My sister texted me later that she loved me and would stay out of my way if that's what I wanted, but to please not go through with my plans to move because she needs me and she would do anything to make it up to me. I didn't answer. I hate it when she's so perfect and kind. F off. So am I the jerk for how I feel about my sister, even though this was my husband's fault? This is a gut-wrenching experience that most people will never have to live through. What the husband did violated the sanctity of their marriage, destroyed her trust, scared the sister, and enraged the fiance all in one fell swoop. You really have to not care about the outcome of the person you're with in order to drop all this on them after getting them pregnant. The husband's explanation would probably be something along the lines of, I couldn't help it. This is how I feel about the sister. I can't control it. That might be true, but from the way he's acting, this is not a new feeling. It just didn't come out of nowhere. He's had this brewing in him for who knows how long, years probably. So why get the original poster here, the wife pregnant, and then essentially abandon her when he doesn't get what he wants? It's so cruel and heartless. And not to mention the collateral damage that it's going to leave between the sister and the OP here. The fact that when he made that final phone call that he didn't care at all about the baby or the OP, he just wanted to emphasize that he's still the same man and he wouldn't let anything happen to the sister. Not to the OP, not to the baby, but to the sister. Says all you need to know about his character when it comes to this whole situation. And basically, the whole thing earlier is all just a lie. He's saying, I'll do everything in my power to prove that this marriage will work and I'll be dedicated to you and only you. And then even suggests moving to a different city as if that would suddenly fix anything. But then immediately falls apart as soon as he finds out that the sister is also pregnant. The OP is in a very vulnerable position. She's married to this guy and now she's pregnant by him. And then he does this, which is sad because what could the OP have even done to have prevented this whole thing? I don't think anything. It wasn't her choice and she was kept in the dark. But if this was you and the person you were married to randomly just told you that they were in love with your sibling, how would you react? Let me know down below in Jerk or Not a Jerk and why. Am I the jerk for complaining about getting an expired breakfast bar for Employee Appreciation Day? I have worked for my employer for 3 years. This is not some rinky-dink mom and pop place. Our CEO made $16 million last year, and you would absolutely know the company if I named it. Today, I came into an email from upper management saying Happy Employee Appreciation Day and inviting us to share photos of our various local celebrations with our area leaders. It was then that I realized that the Kind Bar, 2 months expired, that had been waiting for me on my desk was my branch manager's offering as her appreciation for my hard work. How embarrassing, right? She must not have noticed that it was expired. Only, this is the second time she's gifted us expired food. Last year's employee appreciation was a box of expired Nutri-Grain bars left on the break room table. The prior year, she expressed her appreciation with a homemade fried egg sandwich in a Ziploc bag for each of us. Other branches have lunch brought in, get balloons and decorations, or even handwritten cards saying that they are appreciated by their managers. Our branch has a ton of turnover, and I have expressed to my boss's boss that my opinion is we lose so many people because my manager does not appreciate the hard work her employees put in. The job is very stressful at times. Plus, working with the public through 2020 was hard on everyone. Our branch performs well in sales and is operationally sound. We aren't perfect, but we work really hard. The branch consists of 2 part-time employees and 3 full-time employees, including my manager. I snapped a photo of my expired gift and sent it to my boss's boss with a note saying that I don't feel that it was a gift our corporate office would be proud of. I expressed my desire for our branch to be successful successful, and that this was a prime example of why we can't seem to keep employees. Am I the jerk for complaining to upper management about my gift? Should I have just trashed it and kept my opinions to myself? If I had to guess, the boss in this situation probably isn't getting a budget to get these gifts. She's probably buying these gifts out of her own pocket. It's probably a situation where corporate says, hey, do something for your employees, but we're not going to give you any money for it, and we're not going to give you any time to do it. You still got to finish all your work, but still get this done. And this is the outcome of that. If that's not the case, then it's a different story. But if money is the limiting factor here, I think the boss can still fulfill the employee appreciation by writing the notes or doing something that doesn't cost money but cost time. It's just going to be a matter of, is she able to do that outside of work if she's not able to do it while she is at work? But no matter the reason, I can understand why the OP is disappointed, because they're hyping her up saying, it's employee appreciation day, here's an egg sandwich. It's employee appreciation day, here's expired food. I definitely get it, but let me know how you would handle the situation down below. Would you say anything to upper management, or would you keep it between you and the manager yourself? And jerk or not a jerk, and why? Am I the jerk for not taking my child on vacation? I'm a 49-year-old male, and I have a child who's 17 who has to get a very much needed medical surgery in a month or two. For privacy reasons, I won't go into detail of what it is, but trust me when I say that it's serious. The medical bills costed us a lot of money, to the point that we had to dip into our vacation funds in order to pay for it. But we paid for it nonetheless. We have a trip coming up to go on a family vacation to Los Angeles. We do this every year, it's basically tradition, and we want to have a separate fund so we can all do what we want while there. Basically fun money, as well as basic necessities. Unfortunately, in order to pay for our child's surgery, we had to dip into their vacation funds, and now we can't afford to bring them with us. I can't cancel this trip, because that wouldn't be fair on their younger brother, who's 11, and my wife, who's 47, who have been looking forward to this trip all year since we couldn't go last year. I want them to come with us, but we've already spent the money on medical bills, and in my opinion, that's more important than a family vacation, and they should be more grateful. My child got upset when I told them this, and they haven't spoken to me much since, which I think is a little bratty, but I don't really know what else to do. Like I said, I can't cancel this trip since it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the family, but we've already spent their portion of the funds on this upcoming surgery and can no longer afford to support them on this trip. Am I the jerk? This is really twisted. Does the dad not understand here that the 17-year-old kid didn't choose to want to have medical surgery that they absolutely need? Nobody on earth would ever choose to have that be the option they want. And now that kid is being penalized, who's sick and needs the surgery, and the rest of his family is going to go on a vacation without him? But the dad feels that it's justified because they've used enough money from this specific kid's vacation funds on his much needed medical surgery. I can't even wrap my brain around this. There was a quote that got posted on this that pretty much perfectly sums it up. You had the choice between Disneyland and a new heart, Ricky, and you chose the new heart. No take backsies. Because that's pretty much a situation here. If it's life threatening, what other choice does the kid have? And what family has a vacation fund that's broken up into a fund that's for each member of the family individually? That doesn't even make sense. It's really sad how cruel some parents can be. And then it's normalized between both of the parents, because the husband probably told the wife what he was thinking. The wife didn't call him out and just went along with it, or maybe vice versa. But either way, they've created their own echo chamber of, yeah, this is normal. Let's penalize our child who has a life-threatening condition by saying that they used up all of their vacation fund. But that didn't affect our vacation fund, because we have a separate fund for us. This is a sad situation. I feel bad for this kid, and these are bad parents. But maybe you see their point of view. Let me know down below in jerk or not a jerk, and why.
When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories in this series, use the playlist at the top of the description. And next time you live stream, use the cream of the crop music. Search for Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever music platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your stream. It's free. Cream of the Stream. Either way, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys next time.